Hi, I'm Mikkel Mørk Hanhøj. I'm a program manager at the Azure Developer Experience team. In this video, I'm going to show you an end-to-end flow of developing applications for Azure. To show you an end-to-end workflow, I will walk you through how to get your application from Visual Studio to Azure, how to be on a path to be able to easily provision and configure resources in Azure, how to get insights into the cloud, and how to be able to easily repeat build, test, and deployment of your application. Finally, I will direct you to some resources to get you going. I'll start by walking you through publishing a web application to App Services from Visual Studio 2017. It's worth mentioning that in Visual Studio 2017, we're introducing the tools needed to package your application in Docker containers for deployment across different Azure services. In this video, however, we will focus on deploying the web application directly to App Services. When deploying a web application, I get a nice guided experience to help me choose my Azure subscription and the resources available to publish to. I can save my deployment settings to easily reuse when making changes. The build configuration and connection strings to be used can also be altered as part of this workflow. From Visual Studio, I can get a view of all my Azure resources using Cloud Explorer. Cloud Explorer comes as part of the Azure workload in Visual Studio 2017. Cloud Explorer is also your anchor point to remotely debug your applications or even streaming traces from the cloud. In Visual Studio 2017, you will see us add new features to the publishing experience, working with Azure services such as Azure Functions. To provision and configure resources in Azure in a way that makes it easy for you to do this repeatedly, you want to use Azure Resource Manager templates or ARM templates. In Visual Studio 2017, the Azure workload brings you the tools that enables you to create and modify your ARM templates by using the Azure Resource Group project template. So here you see an Azure Resource Group template in Visual Studio 2017 with the Azure workload. Using the JSON outline window, you can easily get an overview of the resources in your template. As you can see, this template requires a few resources like website and SQL Server, which can all be part of the same template. When you initiate a deployment, you get an easy way of editing the parameters for that deployment. The Azure Resource Group template project in Visual Studio 2017 helps you set up parameters for your templates so you can easily reuse the base for deployment to different environments. One feature I would like to call out is the ability to integrate storing references to secrets in Key Vault directly in your parameter file. It enables you to not have to deal with storing secrets directly in those files. Now, you can provision your resources directly to Azure from within Visual Studio 2017, or you can choose to add the project to a source repository and set up a deployment pipeline. If you do the latter, you get the power of infrastructure as code to easily track changes and set up the deployment pipelines with different parameter sets for different environments. Now, if you want to work with ARM templates on a Mac or Linux, Visual Studio Code has an ARM extension that helps you with IntelliSense and inline documentation, giving you a rich experience in a lightweight editor. So once you have your application up and running in Azure, you want to be able to monitor and get insights into how the application is performing. Developer Analytics comes as part of the Azure workload in Visual Studio 2017. Developer Analytics helps you connect your application with application insights in Azure, and it provides you with great tooling for analyzing local debug sessions, as well as application metrics and trends from your application running in the cloud. Application insights and Azure monitoring can help you monitor your applications and resources availability and performance, and alert when things are not running as expected. In this example, you see how Application Insights is monitoring and reporting the availability of a web application. Azure Monitoring helps you with insight about your resources. This example shows how you can quickly get information about key metrics of the web application resource that is part of our application, as well as alerts configured to monitor those metrics. Both Application Insights and Azure Monitoring with OMS Log Analytics enables you to write advanced queries for deeper diagnostics of your application and resources. Publishing your application directly from Visual Studio 2017, it can be a great way to quickly share a prototype or test out functionality in Azure. But you really want to be put on a path where you can continuously build and deploy your changes and see them running in the cloud. Visual Studio Team Services is Microsoft's cloud offering for collaborating, building, testing, and releasing your applications. Getting your code in source control and setting up pipelines to continuously build and release is key to be on the right path to deliver business value. Using Team Explorer in Visual Studio 2017, you can easily add your solution to a source repository in Visual Studio Team Services. From within the Visual Studio Team Services portal, you get a great overview of your work and your build and release pipelines. Another very useful tool in many projects is Microsoft Azure Storage Explorer. Microsoft Azure Storage Explorer makes it easy to work with Azure storage data from any platform anywhere. It runs on Windows, Mac, and Linux. In our upcoming release, we've been working on improving the overall performance of the tool across the UI and upload and download speeds. We're introducing tabs to make it easy to work with multiple tables, queues, blobs, or files. You'll also be able to favorite resources to the top of the tree view, just to make it easy to get to those resources frequently used. Finally, there is also the deep linking feature, where you can deep link to resources in Microsoft Azure Storage Explorer, simply to easily direct others to those resources or share those links for yourself. I would also like to call out Application Insights Profiler. Application Insights Profiler can help you solve hard performance problems by automatically profiling your application. Application Insights Profiler profiles and monitors across samples from different request percentiles, and it takes some examples of deep profiles at the different percentiles. Everything is done with very low overhead and no intervention needed. The request overview helps you with summarizing performance data to find long-tail performance problems, as well as an easy interface to call out hot paths in your code. In this video, I show you how a wide variety of tools helps you getting on a path to develop and run applications in Azure successfully. Using Visual Studio 2017 with the Azure workload and our Azure Developer Services, you're all set out to reach for the cloud. So please make sure to check out www.visualstudio.com/vs/azure-tools for more information about some of the tools I've showed you in this video. Thanks for watching.